Hey, Leanne, it's an honor to talk to you.
Hey, Jason, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Now, just so our listeners know, we're talking with Leanne because she will be participating in the National Memorial Day concert here next month as the first woman in U.S. history to ever earn the Silver Star for Valor since World War II. So let's take it back. You grew up in Kentucky, enlisted in April 2001. That's just a couple months before 9/11. You know, we've all heard the stories of so many people that enlisted right after 9/11, but you were in before that. Just take me sort of into your mindset of what made you enlist in the first place.
You know, I grew up, my uncle and my grandfather were both veterans, one World War II and the other Vietnam, and seeing them and knowing what they had done for their country, as well as I was kind of a tomboy when I was a kid, and I would always look up to seeing, you know, women in uniform, whether it's, you know, Army uniform or a police uniform. And honestly, that's what encouraged me and excited me was to see these women out there, you know, doing the same job as a man, and you know, also having my family that had served as well.
Absolutely. How much did it change after, you know, so you're already enlisted, you've done your training, you know, you've been in a couple months, and then all of a sudden the 9/11 attacks happened. How much did that just shift the whole paradigm of your service?
Yeah, it put a true sense of realism in the possibility of what may come in the future of the United States. And I was actually waiting to be shipped off to basic training when, you know, September 11th happened. So it's, I don't know, like I said, it was purely realistic. And when we went to basic training, the drill sergeants, I think, were even tougher on us because they knew, and they were veterans, and they knew probably what was going to happen in the near future. So, I don't know, it's kind of a huge gut check when you're a young kid. And I say I was 19 years old, and, you know, in a time where it wasn't war, and then going into it now and knowing that, and we're probably going to go to war.
yeah, for sure. It becomes very real at that point. Well, I've read so much about your heroism, but just for our listeners that might not be familiar, describe what exactly happened on March 20th, 2005 in Iraq.
March 20th, 2005, I was with the 617th MP Company out of Kentucky. We were National Guard. our job was to go out and do, I'll say, MSR patrol, but the main supply route patrol, go clear them of IEDs, insurgents, and to make sure that convoys carrying various supplies, and when I say convoys, like the big semi-trucks, so that they could get through our area to keep going wherever they were going to drop off their supplies. So basically supplying the entire country of Iraq at times. They came, one of the convoys came through our area early that morning, about 10:30, and we happened to turn around on them and kind of follow them through to make sure that they got through our area safely. And a little did we know, there was about 50 or 60 insurgents down the road that were set up in ambush. The front of the convoy got attacked with RPGs and a mass amount of small arms fire. My squad of 10 MPs, well, 9 MPs and one medic, we put ourselves in between the insurgents and that convoy. We dismounted and we fought the enemy until they were suppressed or was no longer a threat to that convoy.
Wow. That must be an insane, you know, adrenaline rush at that point. Or is it just, you know, your training just kicks in and you're just moving, you know, methodically through what you've been taught? Describe sort of that moment.
I think for me it was more of an adrenaline rush. Now, you always go back and you rely on your training, so it was almost surreal, like, is this really happening? But I remember the intense sounds of gunfire, you know, we're yelling at each other, telling each other where to go, where to shoot. you know, shooting our rifles, throwing grenades. It was almost like a video game, if you can imagine.
Yeah, right. Well, that's all you have to compare it to at that point, yeah.
Right, but with the potential of being, you know, a deadly outcome. But, yeah, it's almost indescribable.
Yeah. And then describe when you're actually, the moment where you're actually being awarded that Silver Star. I mean, it's got to be an honor, and not only trailblazing it as the first woman since World War II, but at the same time, you're probably like, well, that's cool and all, it's great, but I'm just doing my job. Gender don't matter.
Right. And, you know, that's always been my mentality. I've never, you know, as long as somebody can do the job, it doesn't matter if they're a man or a woman, you know. But that moment was humbling. I don't think I realized how big it was actually going to be, being the first woman to receive a Silver Star at the time. But of course, you know, this, all the political issues about women in combat and all that was going on. And I think, you know, I hope that my story had a positive influence on proving that, you know, the gender war, if you will, you know, proven that women can do the same job as men.
Absolutely. Do you still keep in touch with Staff Sergeant Timothy Nine and the medic, Jason Mike?
I do. We talk a lot, actually.
Before we go, just we got to bring it back around to the Memorial Day. Just why do you think events like this, concerts, are an important reminder? It's a day that everyone's off. Suppose a quote-unquote a holiday. Families will come out to this, hear some great music, Leona Lewis, Gary Sinise, everybody else. But why is it also an important day that we need to, you know, it's a reminder as much as it is a fun day out of the concert.
Right. Now, to me, it's one of the most important holidays. You know, it's in remembrance of those that made the ultimate sacrifice. And, you know, I think it's important for, you know, people to realize what the holiday is for, not just for cooking hamburgers and hot dogs, but the real meaning behind it. And I think it's important to also honor the families of, you know, those individuals and veterans' families and your Gold Star families, because without family support, we would not be able to do our jobs overseas if we didn't have somebody waiting to come back home to.
Absolutely. Well, we can't thank you enough for your service and your heroism on that day and before and after, and even everything you've done, you know, with the Hurricane Maria response down in the Virgin Islands, just everything. So thank you so much, and thanks for taking the time to join us.
Thank you.